USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman in yesterday's school shooting in Uvalde. The shooting left 19 children and two adults dead, and there were 17 people injured with non-life-threatening wounds. The Republican governor saying the gunman had no criminal record and reminding everyone,
we need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we could just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disproved that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about, it's not a real solution. Our job is to come up with real solutions that we can implement.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the FBI is involved in the investigation. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Baby formula flown over from Germany is arriving at an airport outside of Washington, D.C. First Lady Jill Biden and Surgeon General Vivek Murphy are on the tarmac to greet the arrival of the second shipment brought over under Operation Fly Formula. This as lawmakers want answers to the national shortage of baby formula.
The current formula shortage has real consequences. Babies and children are suffering. Parents are nervous wrecks trying to get this.
Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette opening a House hearing and arguing the crisis is having a disproportionate impact on low-income families. Johnny Depp is testifying about photos taken on his honeymoon with ex-wife Amber Heard in the final week of his defamation trial against her. The court showed a photo of the couple on the Orient Express from Bangkok to Singapore that had been earlier seen in the trial. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Continuing coverage of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas that killed 19 children and two teachers, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says politicians have to work together to solve this issue.
If we can't get 70 or 75 senators that won't vote to have a common sense protection of your children and grandchildren, what in the world are we here for? What's your purpose for being in the United States Senate if it's not at least to protect the children?
He says red flag laws and background checks could be reasonable legislation. Red flag laws typically allow someone to report a gun owner to the state to have it removed temporarily if there is a concern. Republicans say criminals will always find a way to obtain a gun, and some are suggesting armed guards to protect schools. The president is sending allies to the Middle East.
Two of President Biden's senior advisors are on a secret trip to Saudi Arabia for talks about a possible arrangement between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Egypt, a deal to increase oil production. White House Middle East coordinator Brett McGurk and State Department's energy envoy Amos Hochstein arrived in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. If positive results come about, a trip by President Biden to the region will be put together by the end of June. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.